world and national news three times an hour. Here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Lucera. Dueling speeches in the battleground state of Ohio. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney and President Obama zeroing in on the economy.
When Romney said,
almost everything the president has done has made it harder for entrepreneurs to start a business.
Obama replied,
our economy started growing again 6 months after I took office. And it has continued to grow for the last 3 years.
The two men agreed that this election will be about their different takes on the last 4 years and on the next four.
Fox Radio's Steve Taylor. Tonight, President Obama will fundraise in New York while Mitt Romney will be in Chicago. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar getting a first-hand look at a massive wildfire in Colorado.
This is a serious fire. There has been already one fatality.
That fire now 70 square miles as another blaze is forcing some residents from their homes. That fire about a mile northwest of the town of Lake George. Fox News, we report, you decide.
And now with your latest up-to-date forecast, here's Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather, exclusively on WVOX Worldwide.
Forecast Westchester County in the vicinity for this afternoon. We'll see partly sunny skies. High temperatures will climb into the middle 70s under a northeasterly breeze. Clear weather this evening. Overnight lows dropping into the upper 50s. Mostly sunny on Friday. Highs will climb into the upper 70s. Plenty of sunshine, upper 70s on Saturday. Sunday's outlook looks like sunny. Dry weather continues into the upper 70s. Partly sunny weather Monday near 80. Steve Pelletieri, Jr., reporting for WVOX Worldwide and WVIP HD.
Warning, warning, warning.
You're about to enter the free fun zone on the drive home.
It's just a lot of fun.
VOX.
1460 WVOX.
We are back with T.J. McCormick and my mentor, Dr. Louis Primavera. And I don't know if I said this. I might be having a senior moment. But Dr. Primavera was the person who introduced me to this theme, to the theme song, the, this theme song.
Oh, really?
Birdland, when the Manhattan Transfer. He loved it, and he introduced me to jazz.
So, ah.
I mean, this is like a an onion. It just keeps...
Do you know what? We're going to start devoting time to Dr. Primavera, I know. However, let me just say, is that anybody who digs jazz, and I'll use the jazz vernacular, anybody who digs jazz, they always remember and hold in such regard the person that turned them on to it.
Yes.
You know, I mean, there are people who just, of course, stumbled onto it, hit, you know, turned the dial and loved it. But there's people who said, you got to hear this Charlie Parker.
Yes.
You got to listen to this Django Reinhardt. And people will always, you will always give credit. When you turn on, and with me, it's Django Reinhardt. And I say, for me, it's like, oh, my dear buddy John, another John, God rest his soul, he's the one who turned me on to Django Reinhardt. And you always want to give credit where it's due when it comes to jazz.
Right.
Isn't that fascinating?
It is.
And, well,
now you know why Dr. Primavera is here. Well, our guest today is Dr. Louis Primavera. He is a psychologist, mentor, writer, teacher, and dear friend. And as I always like to say, a great brand. Dr. Primavera is the Dean of the School of Health Services at Touro College and has published extensively in the social sciences, where his work has appeared in numerous prestigious professional journals. He is a consultant to the Department of Psychiatry at Sloan Kettering Hospital, and it's with great pleasure that we welcome again to Brand Talk, a great brand, Dr. Louis Primavera. Welcome, Dr. Primavera.
Thank you, John. It's great to be here with both of you.
Well, it's great. It's great. So, Dr. Primavera, how do we deal with transitions in general?
Well, you know something, when you recognize that things are going to be different, it means that you've got to do a lot of thinking, planning, and reacting. Okay, you can't plan for everything because sometimes a transition is going to take you to a place where it's foreign territory. This is, and we'll get to this in a moment, this is what we mean about retirement. The biggest issue in retirement, people don't expect what's going to happen to them. Their expectations are far from what actually does happen.
Yeah. So what tips do you have for somebody that's going to do a transition or, in this case, retirement?
Pay attention.
What do you mean?
Pay attention. Look and think about what what the ramifications are. What's going to happen to you? Let me tell you a little bit about the book, so you'll get a sense.
Sure.
Okay. This book came about kind of interestingly. The first author, Rob Pascal, was a student of mine at Hofstra, as you were, John, and he was very successful marketing researcher, retired at 51 years old, and found himself lost. Tried a whole bunch of different things, started some businesses that he didn't know anything about, and of course, you know, that's the biggest disaster in the world, that is to do a business that you know anything about, and then shut them down, and then began to read about retirement. There's a whole literature, social science literature, and he contacted me at one point, and he said, you know, I've been thinking about doing this, I want to write a book. What do you think? I said, I think it's a great idea, because this is a very interesting phenomenon, retirement. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of really interesting things. So what we did was, we did several things. We read the current psychological and sociological literature. We created a questionnaire. We did 1,477 online surveys of people who retired, 400 match group people who are about to retire.
I love this guy.
And a couple of in-depth interviews to get the real personal sense.
I love it.
Well, one of them was my wife.
The best data.
That has some real interesting things. But what we found was really kind of interesting. If you think about retirement years ago, your grandfather, people retire 65, they lived 5, 6, 7 years, passed away.
Wow. Okay?
Now retirement can be as long as you've worked. Mm-hmm. So it's a real transition. You're now, it's like a developmental stage. It's like as you went from childhood to older childhood, on to adolescence, on to adulthood. Retirement is now actually a stage of life. So it requires like all changes. You gotta learn. You gotta reorient yourself. You gotta re-identify yourself. If you go to a party and you say, "Hi, I'm John," and what does somebody say to you? What do you do?
Mm, right.
Well, now if you're retired, what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta become that person. You have to understand what that person is all about. When people retire, you know, it's interesting when we ask people, "Will retirement make your life better?"
Mm-hmm.
Okay, people who were about to retire, about 76% said, yes, it's going to make my life better. When people in retirement, only 50% said retirement made their life better.
Hmm. Wow.
Their expectations were unrealistic.
Right.
People have very unrealistic. You know, you say, well, what are you going to do when you retire? I'm going to play golf. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And then you think to yourself, that's what you're going to do? How many days a week are you going to play golf?
Right.
Are you going to play golf for the rest of your life? As my wife says, when people retire, what they really want is a long vacation.
Mm.
They want some time off from the stress of working.
Right.
But they don't think of it as a transition.
Right.
They really have very idealistic views. And one of the things we say to them is manage your expectations. Think about the reality of what you're doing.
Mm. Yeah.
And you need to examine it. What we find is something very strange. Only 1 out of 10 people who retired actually planned in detail.
Right.
And those who planned only focused on finances.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, finances gives you permission to retire.
Yeah. Sure. That's Dr. Louis Primavera. We love to hear from you. 914-636-0110. If you have a question about retirement transitions, give us a call. 914-636-0110. This is WVOX Brand Talk, McCormick Tantillo, 1460 on your AM dial. To address what you're saying, my dad had this thing about wanting to retire to Scottsdale, Arizona.
All right.
The only problem was my mother and my father never went to Scottsdale, Arizona. I mean, it was incredible. I said to my father, Dad, how are you going to get Mom to Scottsdale, Arizona, and you don't know anybody out there. And she's not going to want to leave Diane, my sister, and yours truly, of which he said she certainly would. But there was no planning there, you know?
Scottsdale,
so,
Arizona.
Dr. Primavera, I'd like you to...
Planning is critical, John. And planning involves pretty much what you implied, and that is you've got to do research. And we're blessed now with the internet. We can do lots of research. Mm-hmm. But you're right. You want to live in Scottsdale? Go visit there for a while. I knew somebody else actually was talking about going to Arizona. And they said, well, I'm not sure I like it. I said, you know what? Go live there for a month.
Yeah. That
see what it's
it.
Like.
And in August.
Yeah, go in the summertime. That's absolutely. Right.
Because I'm going to tell you, how many times have any of us been on vacation and say, oh, would this be a great place to live? That's because we're on vacation.
Yeah, that's
we're
right.
We're having a good time.
Yes.
We're doing the things we want to do.
It's an inherently positive situation to begin with.
Well, exactly. You know, it's funny because my good friend, Frank, who you know, and I don't know if you remember Frank, but we grew up together. He went out to a major city. I won't mention it because but a major city on the left coast.
Uh-huh.
And he's Mr. Theater.
Right.
I mean, Mr. Cultural.
Yeah.
After one day, I should say that, after 2 days, uh-huh. he was bored. Sure. He just, why did I do this? I said, I don't know. You love the theater. You're always in Manhattan. You're always, that in California, you're not a hiker. You don't like to go hiking.
I've met Frank. He's not a hiker.
He's not a hiker. No, he's not a hiker. No. So, I mean, there you go. Yeah, I mean,
what you're saying is really critical, John. And that is that when you leave the job, okay, and it's very important to understand that retirement is a frame of mind. I can't tell you. I was on a show this morning, actually, and we had a couple of people call in, and they said, I am happily retired. And the host said, so what are you doing? I have this job and that job and this job and this job. And so he said, well, what makes you retired? He said, because I can do what I want. It's in his head.
Right.
So what is retired is really in your head. But when you retire, you've got to reconstruct your life.
I love it.
Okay. Your job has a big structuring factor to your life. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you need to now you're in charge, mm-hmm. and that's good, and it's also scary.
Yeah.
So you've got to reconstruct your life, and the way you've got to do it, you've got to do research. You got to be flexible. You got to be able to search and look around, all right? But you also have to be realistic,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and you've got to pay attention.
Right.
Okay, so this you know, this fantasy that people have. I want to move to Florida. Remember, Florida was
God's waiting room.
God's waiting room.
Sure, sure, you're sure, right. Sure.
Everybody's going to move to Florida. You get down there. You've been in Florida in August, by the way.
Oh, I live there.
Oh, it's warm.
Yeah.
Okay. How hot is
it? It's warm.
It's so hot that I saw a bird eating a worm with a potholder.
There you go. So, okay. But you know, it's extremely important. And by the way, an extremely important part of being successful in mm-hmm. retirement is staying socially connected.
No question about
it. When you retire, you lose half your friends. Think about it.
Mm.
The people you work with. So you need to stay socially connected. Moving away suddenly makes that extremely difficult.
Well, you know, by the way, this is Brand Talk, WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. We have Dr. Louis Primavera, the author, along with Bob Pascal and Rip Roach, The Retirement Maze. And we're talking about retirement and how that affects our transitional part in our lives. We'd love to hear from you. 914-636-0110. Let us know what you think about retirement. I know I will never retire, but that's another story. 914-636-0110. There will always be something that I will, in fact, be doing because I love it, and I don't think I'll change. However, I have friends of mine that worked in the stock market, and they had to retire at, you know, at 45, and I don't know if you
Health.
Yeah. I mean, it was that stressful.
Sure.
And, I mean, I have another friend of mine who was in his 40s who has now become a partner at a major accounting firm, and now he's making $500,000 a year, but the stress...
You know, but I think there's also a new normal here. I think new normal, which is a phrase that's going around these days, I think new normal obviously affects everything in terms of our lives when it comes to our finances and all things work-related. And I think, I wonder, Dr. Primavera, what the new normal is going to, how it's going to affect retirement going forward. You know, for example, we just had this, we're still in this worldwide downturn. I would imagine that's going to find people adding another 5 or 10 years to their work time. And am I correct in that?
Yes, you're correct. Let's talk about money. Yep. All right, what's enough money?
Wait, okay,
now one of certainly we believe that retirement involves much more than simply financial planning. Right. There's social planning. There's family.
Sure.
You take a busy executive who's now home with his wife 24 hours a day. Things have got to change. Things have got to be stuff. But let's talk about money. Money's important. Money gives us the permission. But what is enough money depends very much on individuals. We have one case of a fellow who could not, if he spent every day, from now to the day he died, spend all his money. Right. And he constantly worried about money.
Wow.
Constantly, because it's a perceptual thing.
Sure.
You know, right. Once the paycheck stops, that scares the hell out of people.
Right.
That's right.
It scares people, okay? So now what you're saying is very important. You know, are we willing to, you've got income and outgo. Are you willing to adjust the outgo to fit what you have now? Or do you have to work more and build up more capital?
Right.
So it is going to change things. This world picture,
The
downturn is really going to change things.
Yeah.
And people are going to change in one of two ways. They're either going to work longer and accumulate more money, or they're going to expect less.
Yeah,
right.
I don't know if Americans are willing to expect less.
Yeah, that, and I also wonder, you know, included in that new normal, as something that you referred to earlier, Dr. Primavera, is the notion of technology, medical technology, and the idea that we live longer, that now that, you know, when you say that retirement is now another phase of life, what that means is people have to sock away enough more for a heck of a lot longer time. And we're going to keep living. They say that the first person to live to 150 has already been born. There's somebody walking this planet who's going to hit 150. There are some people who say that. So that's another part of the new normal. Not only that, you know, we're going to have a more vibrant, simply a longer life.
Right. But you know, not all professions are created equal. I mean, how many people can, in fact, dig ditches? How long can you do that? I mean, blue collar work is different from white collar work, and even white collar work, Dr. Brewer.
Well, we actually looked at the difference between blue collar workers and white collar workers. And what you find is interesting, white collar workers, although they generally have a different kind of stress, they don't have that physical stress on them. They also have different skills.
Mm.
They're able to plan, think. A lot of these people plan, think, and solve problems for a living. Blue-collar workers tend to have a routine.
Yeah.
So they don't tend to really do as they don't never do as well. Many of them run out of money because they don't know how to plan financially.
Aren't they a little bit, aren't they a little bit both ends of the spectrum? My experience with a lot of blue-collar workers is kind of one extreme or the other. Either it comes and it goes, they cash in, a lot of cash in, cash out, or these, you know, there's brick masons out there, there's plumbers out there, who everything goes into that account, they sock it away, and this guy who's driving the same car for 25 years, he's got himself, you know, $2 million in the bank that's been sitting in the same bank account since 1966.
Wow.
But I'll bet you he's the guy that worries about money.
Well, exactly.
He's the guy who probably, and you know, the stress of worrying.
Yeah.
Creates a real problem for people.
Sure.
We know as psychologists that stress will kill you.
Mm-hmm.
We know. We know about it. It'll kill you.
Yeah. I'm sorry. No. Go ahead.
No. So you know that's a good point. But you'll find in general that blue collar workers don't do as well.
Right.
In our survey, they just don't do as well. They don't have the resources, and they're used to such a. You know, this is a job. A job is different than a career and a profession.
There
not better or worse. They're good people.
Just different.
It's different, and the kind of demands on them are different, and so that's what we found. But you're right about this guy who stocks it away is probably worrying about it.
Sure.
And what always fascinated me is that you know people who think about money as achievement, so they don't want to spend it.
Right.
You know, I worked hard.
Those are my acorns.
Exactly.
Those are my nuts.
You got it.
Keep your hands off.
You got it.
I'll finish the sentence.
Okay. Tantillo McCormick, Dr. Louis Primavera, Brand Talk, The Retirement Maze. So, Dr. Primavera, where can we get this book?
It's both on Amazon and Barnes & Noble websites.
Okay.
You'll find it on The Retirement Maze. It's readily available.
Okay, and by the way, we're going to put it on our Brand Talk page. And what we're going to do is we're going to move to the next part of the show. But we'll maybe come back to some of these points that you brought up. But Dr. Provera is going to stay for the entire show. And
good.
I think he's a permanent interview.
Where else is he going to go?
I don't know.
This is the place to
but
be.
But you know what I loved about what you mentioned, Dr. Provera, and that was it was all research-based.
Mm.
And he's just not talking, well, it's this feeling that you have. I mean, this is all data-based, and you would expect that from Dr. Pascal and Dr. Primavera and your third colleague, Rip Roach, that these guys are research guys. And you see, on Brand Talk, that's what we try to do, base this data.
Yeah.
That we talk about on reality, on the research.
Yeah.
And even though we might not, in fact, identify it, a lot of the stuff that we talk about here has, in fact, been verified.
And you know what? In that regard, what better? Here's a little sales for you. Make a great Father's Day gift. This book for the dad in your life, the grandfather in your life, looking down the barrel of that retirement gun. Pick up the book. Go to Amazon right now. You can order it right now. And the way they do things, you could probably have it by Saturday.
That's right. Right. Yeah. Go ahead, Dr. Provera.
I'll tell you, we certainly would like to sell lots of books,
mm.
but a real goal here is to help people through a very difficult process.
Sure. Right.
And that really is a really prime goal because we really believe, I mean, when we look at our own data, after 10 or 11 years, only 60% of the people see themselves as well-adjusted.
Wow.
I love it.
And, you know, we would like to see the rest of them get through because retirement can be an exciting point. It can be a real change for
you. Sure.
That this notion of transition, they can transition to something very happy, but not unless they work at it, just like every transition requires effort, planning, and work, and then re-examination.
And you know,
constant re-examination.
I'm sorry, forgive me.
I'm sorry.
You know, what's fascinating? Another fascinating thing that's happened over the last few years is, you know, with a lot of these small business administrations and the such. It's interesting how many talk about the white collar workers, for example. Interesting how so many retired executives donate their time as consultants, pro bono consultant work for small business administrations, government programs, mentoring at colleges and community colleges in particular. That's an interesting way that a lot of people have been finding themselves spending their retirement is in a mentorship.
They're doing what we suggest. They reinvent themselves. They're using their skills.
Yes,
exactly.
Now, it's interesting enough. I know people change careers or do something different.
Right.
But what better if you have all these skills and all this information, accumulated knowledge, why not use that in a different way?
Mm.
So teaching, mentoring,
doing
those kinds of things, which I think is value. You made a valuable contribution when you're in business.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can make a valuable contribution to people who are going into business.
And also be able to take advantage of said technology that we brushed on once in a while here, too, is, you know, you can take advantage of technology. You can, if you have all the skills and all the knowledge of all those years in business, you can start a business that you can do in your pajamas. You can do one that works out of your home these days. This is now is the time to start your own business. And that, I think, is also another part of the new normal. I think that's another thing that's going to have an impact on the number of retirees and the approach to retirement is because with this, one of the results of this downturn is going to be a lot of entrepreneurship, at least I hope so. And that'll, I think, skew the numbers. But that's another option. It's easy to do. Retirement, the retirement maze on Amazon right now.
That's it.
I think you're absolutely correct. This country was founded on entrepreneurism.
Yes.
It was founded on people who would do something and create something.
Right.
And if we get back to that, I think we're in good
shape. That's the only way. That's the only thing that's going to get us back.
And what a great discussion we had. And we'll continue it, but we have to move along to the next part of the show, which is Did You Know That?, which is the perennial crowd favorite, where we where little-known facts are brought center stage for your delight, amazement, and I dare say, your continuing education. And now, Did You Know That?
This is Dr. John Tantillo asking, Did You Know That? Sometimes ordinary people have extraordinary instincts. And when these people follow their instincts, they can change the world. The year is 1932, one Richard M. Hollingshead of Camden, New Jersey, spends months sitting in his car in his driveway. Hollingshead has nailed a sheet to a tree. Onto the sheet he projects films from his 1928 Kodak camera. He parks the cars around his car. He simulates rainy conditions with a lawn sprinkler. You see, Hollingshead believes that people want two things. One, the entertainment that movies provide, and two, the comfort of their own cars. Legend has it that his mother was a large woman and disliked the cramped conditions of most theaters. With this inspirational push, her son is convinced that combining the automobile with the movie will equal a runaway success. So he hammered out the technical problems like poor parking angles and bad sound. A year later, he had a patent. Sadly, lack of immediate public interest and ongoing legal problems harass Hollingshead. But when the 1950s arrived, his invention swept the nation and Hollingshead's instinct was vindicated. This man from Camden was the inventor of the drive-in movie. And now you can say, yes, I know that.
We are back. Brand Talk, WVOX. Dr. Louis Primavera is our guest, the author of The Retirement Maze. T.J. McCormick, John Tantillo, 1460 on your AM dial.
That is the line of the century. Rumor has it, with the accent and everything. Rumor has it that his mother was a large woman. Are you kidding me?
Well, you got
was a large woman. Was that beautiful?
Oh,
Tantillo, you kill me, baby. Rumor has it.
Well, you know, each week, Dr. Primavera, what we do is we did, you know, it's based on Johnny Carson. I did not know that. You know, so we, you know, so we, what we want to do here is provide information. And one of the takeaways from these Did You Know That is to reinforce your dream and to do what you said about America being the land of entrepreneurship. And here, this is going to be something. This is what you told me many, many years ago. You said to me, John, to be a success, you only have to be right once.
Nah, that's great.
I'll never forget that.
Wow.
That's a golden nugget. That's why you got to get this man's book, because wow, those are the kinds of things that are in that book where, I mean, I'll never forget that. And we are listening to Brand Talk on WVOX 1460 on your AM dial.
Rumor has it his mother was a large woman. John, I'm not going to be able to shake that phrase for like 3 weeks. Roma
so
has it.
Oh, in the last few minutes, Dr. Primavera, what would now cut
no,
that
you
out.
You cut that out. That was funny. It's my turn. You cut that out. That was funny, John. Oh, God love you.
So, where can do you have a website that you have, or
we'll be giving you a website. We're going to establish a website very shortly. We do have the name, but you know, this all came on so quickly that we haven't really. We are going to establish a website where we're going to post information about retirement, and I will be passed in on to you shortly.
That's great, because you were also even talking about perhaps having seminars and doing things of that nature, which would be, you know, a wonderful. I think it's a natch, especially with the number of baby boomers that are out there.
75 million.
And not only that, you brought up something as well. People that are related to the baby boomers,
mm-hmm,
that could it could be very, very helpful in terms of getting the children, up to speed of what's available and what they should be doing.
And in that vein, if you have someone in your life that you know is looking at retirement, even if it's a couple of years, you know, especially if it's a few years away, especially if they're late 50s, you know, mid to late 50s, get them this book. Go to Amazon.com and find The Retirement Maze.
And can you believe it? It's our time.
Can't can't buy.
Makes you proud to be an American.
AM 1460 WVOX and WVIP HD4 New Rochelle.
Fox News Radio.